Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and there's all kinds of neat features there, and they're all completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. It is the Valentine's Day edition of the show, and it really doesn't mean much beyond the fact that, well, we'll talk about some love-related articles and that sort of thing, but it's still Free Talk Live. You can still bring up whatever's on your mind. We started out the show in hour number one by talking about young ladies in America, 18 to 29, who have essentially been somehow brainwashed by whoever.
I would assume their mothers.
Their moms or whatever influences to essentially hate the concept of love, to reject the concept of being together with another individual, whether they be man or woman, being together with another person, growing together, having a relationship, a loving, caring relationship with one another, and they've rejected it. And it was just one of the saddest articles I think I've heard this year, Mark.
It makes me sad.
But there's other aspects to this whole love thing and the Valentine's Day as well, and I want to focus on some of those. Of course, again, you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This story from the San Francisco Chronicle. This is a more of a monetary aspect to Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This year, like every year, men will spend more money on Valentine's Day gifts than women.
A great deal more.
But some will act out more out of guilt than love. Kit Yarrow, a consumer psychologist and business professor at Golden Gate University, says guys got all their electronics for Christmas. This is kind of payback time. According to the National Retail Federation, guys on average will dole out almost twice as much as gals for Valentine's Day, $156 compared with $85.
Mm.
Flowers remain the most popular gift, followed by cards, candy, a night on the town, and jewelry. A survey conducted by Big Research finds that people will drop an average of $119 on Valentine's Day gifts, up from $100 last year. With 63.4% of people planning to celebrate the holiday, total spending is expected to reach $16.9 billion this year. And what amazes me, Mark, is how many people who are having trouble in their lives, people who are trying to make ends meet, people who are in a relationship, and maybe they've got a little bit too much credit card debt or whatever their factors are, their monetary debt factors in their life. They're having a tough time paying the bills at the end of the month. They're just scraping rent together. They're just getting the power bills paid. Those kinds of people. It amazes me to see those people still controlled by traditions in this country. Even though they don't have the money to spend, they'll go out and they'll spend $156 on jewelry or cards or a night on the town or candy. And what are you doing? Do you really want your relationship to get worse? Because the further into debt you get, I think the more damage you're going to do to your relationship together.
You know, I think you can have a much better, more memorable evening by making your own Valentine. I would rather get a homemade Valentine. It just seems like a really nice thing to get.
It's certainly more caring, I think.
Sure.
More thoughtful.
I'm certainly not going to spend that kind of time. Get a homemade Valentine, do some stuff at the house, you know, maybe in front of the fireplace if you happen to have such a thing, or you know, a couple's massage, or give your significant other a massage, or, you know, play a board game. There's a lot of things that can be done that's very special.
That don't cost a lot of money.
Tell your significant other, you know, something that you feel about them, or you know, how you felt when you first met them.
Sure.
Or, you know, there's a lot of really, really special things that you can do that don't cost any money at all. That
they'll make an impression.
It really will.
And what I'd like to get through to Americans, and I don't know how much of the rest of the world suffers from this. And if you're in another part of the world, I'd like to hear from you on this. Is there a Valentine's Day? Is it as big of a deal in your part of the world? 1-800-259-9231. But I would like for Americans to understand that spending money on someone does not equate to loving them. It doesn't.
Nope.
It's a nice thing to do. It's a nice gesture from time to time to get gifts, though I feel like the gifts that are truly the best gifts are the ones that aren't expected. Like, if you happen to be at a store, mm-hmm. and you happen to see something and think, hey, you know, my wife would really enjoy that, or whatever it is, maybe some trinket or book or whatever it is, you know your wife, you know your significant other, you say, oh, yeah, so-and-so would really like that. I think I'll pick it up for them and give it to them as a gift. That's one of those gifts where you really were thinking about getting someone something for it. Reasons that don't have anything to do with the day of the week. You know, the particular day of the year that it happens to be. Valentine's Day, Christmas, birthdays, it's all so forced. And we've come to expect these things in America. And I think it's a sickness that we have, where Americans have come to equate giving people valuable items with how much they care. I saw a post on our message board recently by some of our listeners that think this. No! The suggestion was by one of our listeners that, oh, you should get jewelry for your ladies because that shows that you love them. Stop it! Stop perpetuating this myth! It just makes people... It drives people out of their minds. I can't imagine being one of these people with this mindset of, I must get a valuable gift for my significant other today, or else he or she will be angry at me. I feel terrible for people that feel that way, because especially for those of them that are tight on budget. Especially for those of them that are racking their brain trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bills at the end of the month because they feel obligated to go and spend $500 on a ring. It really is disturbing to me. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got stories, Valentine's Day related stories, Yarrow, who is again the expert here in this article from the San Francisco Chronicle, said men will outspend women to make up for the HDTVs they bought themselves for Christmas and the Super Bowl. Maybe I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Maybe men are just outspending women because they feel like they're obligated to. I think there's a lot of obligation, unspoken obligation, in some cases spoken. In some cases, you've got a significant other, man or woman, who is expecting to get something from you, and you come home on Valentine's Day evening, and you say, you know what, sweetie, I'm sorry, I looked at the finances this year, and really, do we need this whole Valentine's Day thing? We're trying to get the bills paid. What? You didn't get me a Valentine's Day gift? I hate you. I mean, people face those sorts of situations. I'm sure it's worse than that in many cases. He says it's a throwback for us, blaming it on social pressure, saying, I think it always has been a man's holiday to express to women. She added that although there's a level of superficiality to Valentine's Day, aided by retailers pushing merchandise as an expression of love, people still buy into it. Especially the young.
People do what, you know, they're advertised to do, what the advertising says to do.
It's not just advertising, but it's also tradition. It's both. And traditions are very, very hard for people to break
advertising out of. Created this tradition.
That's true. That's true. The National Retail Federation study shows that those between age 25 and 34 are expected to spend the most on Valentine's Day, averaging about $164.
I just slid out of that, didn't I? I'm not going to spend $164.
What did you spend? You haven't even got her a card yet, right?
That's no, right. I'll, you know, when she's on her way back, I'll go to the drugstore and I'll grab a card and
now remember that's
maybe a little bit of candy.
Now, the $164 is an average. So there's guys like you in there that are going to spend $5, and then there's guys that are going to spend $500.
But I will, but we will go out to dinner for Valentine's Day, whatever day it is that she happens to return.
If you have a
I don't know if that counts.
Go out to dinner all the time.
Yeah.
If you have a significant other, whether male or female, who gets upset, and or you know they will get upset mm-hmm. if you don't get them something for Valentine's Day, you have a gold digger, in my opinion. That person doesn't care about you. They care about you spending money on them. And that, to me, is a twisted set of values. 1-800-259-9231. Now, also on Valentine's Day, and this is one of the side effects of this this holiday and this tradition, are the lonely hearts. The people who don't have anyone to buy anything for. And they really hurt on days like this. More's on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for Unity in here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd, that's next week, to the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. That's freestateproject.org freetalklive.com/libertyforum, talking about all things related to Valentine's Day. We started the show by talking about a subset of American women who've completely given up on the idea of love. We continued to talk about the numbers behind Valentine's Day. $16.9 billion is the total spending expected on Valentine's Day, not just on Valentine's Day, but buying gifts for Valentine's Day. People are expected to spend an average of $120 on Valentine's Day gifts. Men spending twice as much as women, $156 on average compared to $85. Last year, according to the Society of American Florists, 189 million roses were grown for Valentine's Day, with 74% of the purchases being made by men. This year, about 8 billion conversation hearts, you know, those little hearts that you eat, are expected to be passed around, according to the National Confectioners Association.
You know, I was recently at the in-laws' house, and they had those little hearts, but they weren't the awful chalky tasting things that normally
were.
They were sweet tarts.
Ooh,
much
tasty.
Better.
Valentine's Day still lags far behind Christmas in terms of sales, but ties for second with Mother's Day, followed by Easter and Father's Day. Yarrow, who again is the expert,
see, now I believe in spending for Mother's Day,
suspects that men will spend a lot of money this holiday, not as a way to express their love, but out of fear that not doing so will result in their significant others feeling unloved. Get this quote. This embodies just everything that's wrong with Valentine's Day.
Okay.
This is the day you prove your love, not express your love, says the expert.
Huh.
Stop it! Stop it already! I'm tired of this crap! Prove your love. Spending money somehow proves that you love somebody. Cut it out. Take Mark's suggestions. If you feel the need to prove your love for somebody today, as if for some reason you haven't been showing them how much you care for the rest of the year, which I think is a mistake, but to take Mark's suggestions, do something simple. And you know what? If something simple and thoughtful doesn't result in appreciation from your significant other sucks, and you should consider breaking up with them. Because if that's what they're all about, is getting a new ring for their collection or a new piece of jewelry or whatever it is that they want for Valentine's Day, you've really got a sicko on your hands, in my opinion. 1-800-259-9231 with your Valentine's Day stories and thoughts.
For Christmas this year, I kind of went out there for my wife. I got her some jewelry, and I got her a digital camera, a very nice digital camera with all the little gizmos and flashing things. And she's not the sort that expects these things. For instance, she's not really going to get anything for Valentine's Day. And
right.
I don't have anything. At this point, I'm not thinking about anything for her birthday in April.
And that's fine. You guys have a good relationship without those expectations.
I'm just saying that, you know, she doesn't expect those things, but I think it's okay sometimes to treat them. I mean, you know, I had a good year financially, and
right.
I thought, I'll do something nice for Laura.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's no obligation. There's no expectation.
Right.
What I have a problem with is the expectations. The idea that you have to get me something or else I'm going to be angry. Brr. Forget about all that. That's gone from my relationship, too. And I think I've got a better relationship because of it. Because of the lack of expectations. Because of the destruction of the silly tradition of Valentine's Day. Which is also a destructive tradition for those poor people who get upset with the fact that they don't have someone to buy things for. I mean, we're here on the air talking about our relationships, Mark, but there's inevitably people in our listening audience who aren't in a relationship right now. And a number of those people aren't feeling very good today. Because today's the day everyone celebrates their love for one another, but yet you're
alone.
Nobody
loves me.
Yeah, you're alone, and everybody's passing around hearts and candy and gifts and paying attention to one another, and there you are, all by yourself. I think that's one of the other negative aspects to Valentine's Day. And there's always some token news article about the lonely hearts, about the people that don't have a relationship to celebrate, and again, I think Valentine's Day is silly. But the fact is that it affects people in a very negative fashion. So not only does it affect people who are in relationships in a negative fashion in that they feel obligated to buy things for one another, in many cases, even if they don't have the money to do it with, not only is it negative in that way, but it's also negative in that the people who aren't in relationships feel lousy. Some of them do. Now, some of them are over it. I mean, some of them don't care. Some of them probably realize that, no, it's just Valentine's Day, it's no big deal. But there's a number of people out there that it gets to them, especially at a younger age, too, especially when you're in elementary school.
Elementary school?
That's where it starts, because that's when, you know, the popular kids in the class, they all come in with their Valentines, and of course, they have rules now in elementary school that everyone must get a Valentine, because you don't want to leave anyone out. But the reason those rules were created is because people were crying. People were getting upset with the fact that, you know, little Susie's getting all the Valentines, and here's, you know, Chunky Jane sitting over there, and she's not getting any. You know, that's not very nice. And that goes on throughout life for people like that.
Now, as I recall, I don't know if it was a rule in... I just remember, you know, this was elementary school, and I don't know whether it was kindergarten or third grade or what it was. But I don't know if it was a rule, but you just gave Valentines to everybody. Now, I do recall...
that was a rule.
I do recall choosing carefully who got which Valentine.
Like out of the box of Valentines?
Right, out of the box of Valentines. You sent the good ones to the girls you liked, you thought were pretty, and you sent the crappy ones to, you know, boys you didn't care about at all.
Sure.
Obviously.
I'm sure there's some manipulation that goes on within those rules. But I believe that is a rule because you don't want people's feelings to get hurt. Because it's a reality that if you aren't in a relationship on Valentine's Day, chances are you might not be feeling too good about that. You know, that is if you're one of these people who spends their life pursuing these relationships, which is another aspect of love and relationships that I would like to cover tonight. And that is those individuals who don't have a relationship and are obsessed with getting into one. I don't think that's healthy either. I think it's a healthy thing to have a relationship with another person, to have a loving, giving, reciprocal relationship with somebody else. But to pine away, to spend one's free time doing nothing but looking for a relationship. These people that try every new product, every new option under the sun, speed dating and all these other different things, that they're desperate for a relationship.
I think if you're looking for a relationship, you've got to take some steps towards that.
We'll talk about that on the way. 800-259-9231. I'm more of somebody who says, sit back, let them come to you, and then take the steps. I'm not lonely. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626, and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free. Wiki included. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. Talking about relationships, Valentine's Day, love and affection, and all things related at 800-259-9231. Wanted to get into the discussion about people who are constantly looking for relationships. I feel like, Mark, that, and you and I are going to disagree on this, apparently. I feel like the best way to find somebody compatible with you is to do what you want to do in life. Get out, for instance, and go and do things that you like to do, whatever that is. You know what your preferences are. And inevitably, you will find other people who have similar interests as you. Then you parlay that into conversation and inevitably a relationship.
I would concur that if you're out doing some social things that interest you, that you're likely to meet somebody and that'll work well for you.
Absolutely.
So whether it's at work or in some...
Or go and sign up for a class at community college or something like that that interests you.
Something like that. But if you like to do solitary things, it can be different. It can be very difficult.
I could see that, sure.
And I also think that you should be in some relationships before you're in that perfect relationship to teach you how to be a good mate in the perfect relationship.
Good point.
I think that looking for relationships actively isn't a terrible thing. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're on Match.com or something like that,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That doesn't take a lot of effort. I'm talking about the people that really put a lot of time and effort into finding another finding a relationship, like these people.
Okay.
Silicon Valley, from DavisEnterprise.com, with its cerebral intensity and unrelenting sense of urgency, is an all-hours kind of joint, where napkin jotters and bonanza dreamers patter away at keyboards, determined to wring opportunity from every moment. That kind of all-consuming careerism comes with a catch. As the work-obsessed get closer to middle age, opportunities to find romance dwindle. These Silicon Valley Bridget Joneses, who embedded themselves in cubicles during the 1990s high-tech boom, are waking up to what they missed while they were logged on and tuned out to love. Quote, Mary Sue, a 44-year-old vice president of marketing at Vindica Incorporated, says, when you are in your early 30s and you're really focused on your career, you leave dating to chance. You don't take it very seriously. All of a sudden, you wake up one day and think, wait a second. Being focused on work all the time isn't what it's cut out to be. I want to have a great relationship. Except by that time you're in your mid-40s in these people's cases. So Sue and other Silicon Valley executives looking for love are straying from their desks and their Blackberries to make time for dating. Yet, how to meet a mate? They're getting too old to cruise trendy Yelp parties. I don't even know what that is.
Apparently we're not trendy in Yelping.
Or to ride the N Judah in hopes of getting picked up on Craigslist's missed connections. They haven't found a single drinking establishment between Palo Alto and San Jose that serves up a better ratio of men to women than Anchorage, Alaska. They frequently are too busy, and besides, I don't know about meeting a significant other in a bar. Unless what you're looking for is someone else that likes to drink, I really don't think that's the way to go.
You know, it's one of the ways that people meet. I don't.
And I think it's a lousy one.
I don't think it's the greatest.
I
don't think a lot of people.
Match.com.
I don't think a lot of people think it's the greatest way to meet either, but. They do understand that, you know, that's what other people are going there for. Whether or not they're not going there to drink. They're going there to meet people.
Yeah, but a lot of people are going to bars not to. I think a lot of people are going to bars to get laid. So you've got a big group of people in there that you don't really want to meet. If what you're looking for is a relationship, I don't know if I just don't think that good relationships start at a bar at a bar counter.
Well, I have to disagree. I dated a girl for 3 years that I met at a bar.
Okay, and was it good?
It ended, but I would call it a good relationship.
They're frequently too busy to spend time on online dating services. Meanwhile, the friends who used to set them up with eligible singles have peeled off in minivans lined with child safety seats and Slurpee-resistant upholstery, so all their old buddies are not around anymore. They're all married. What I really came to understand, said Sue, is that I would have to be more methodical about dating and come up with a game plan. So, he turned to a cottage industry that's blossomed to help Silicon Valley solos meet their match. High-class, high-price yentas. His matchmaker is Amy Anderson, the 30-year-old founder of Palo Alto-based Lynx Dating, a company with a unique Bay Area twist in that they pair San Francisco women with Silicon Valley men. The idea came to her back in 2001 when she herself was dating a man who had loads of buddies who were single bachelors, sporting Ivy League degrees and high-powered careers, but few romantic prospects. Some 30 miles away in San Francisco, Anderson's girlfriends, who had similar junior league pedigrees and Pilates sculpted bodies, complained they couldn't meet any mates with marriage potential. So she created herself a little business. Apparently what they do is they link educated, physically fit, marriage-minded, high achievers after a lengthy pre-screening and interview process and sponsorship by current member of the network. And there are a variety of organizations that are like this. What's the one online with where they test you? There's
Match.com does a little bit of that, but it's the other one.
The one that costs money, that like a serious amount of money.
Oh, they all cost money. I can't remember
the doctor guy that put it
yeah.
together.
They've got great commercials, and it makes me think that they're a good thing, but I can't remember the name
of it. I really wonder what the effectiveness of organizations like this. For instance, the lady who's in charge of this company takes them from geek to cheek by revamping wardrobes and grooming regimens, clip nails, shave the beard, etc., to boost their confidence in their chances of impressing their dates. Her fees range from entry-level...
E-Harmony.
No guarantees at $500 to the All Frills membership at $8,500 for 24 months.
Mm.
That's a lot of smack. I mean, that's $500 a month.
It's a lot, but if you have a good paying job and you really want to meet somebody.
I guess, yeah, if you're 45 years old and time's running out, right?
She finds the right one for you, it's worth paying for.
She offers herself as her best testimonial. She found happiness with a Silicon Valley geek of her own when she pulled herself out of a dating rut by moving from the marina scene to wherever. There she hired a fitness trainer, went on a strict one-month detox diet, stopped drinking, and cast a wider net. And her first date with Alex Gould, the 35-year-old CEO of Revolution Media and a economics instructor, lasted 8 hours. They're not officially engaged yet, but 2 weeks ago they started shopping for rings. So she's essentially pointing out that this is something that can work for people. And,
I'm sure it can.
And so
the people that are coming are not they're intending to get into a relationship. I mean,
right.
They're ripe. They're prime. Their little taxi cab lights on.
TikTok.
Right. So I think that it works. If it works, do it.
I wonder if it works better. Like does this work $8,500 better than a Match.com situation?
Well, Match.com isn't free, but
I know it's like $100 a year or something like that.
I don't know what it is, but
no, I know because I joined it at one time.
Really? Well,
yeah,
that's great.
So it's like $12 a month or $20 a. Anyway, it's a lot cheaper than $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if a service like this actually works $8,000 better than an online matchmaker service. Have you had any experience with these? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number from you. Love to know what your experiences of like have been with these matchmaker services. Not just the services, but also the online, the ones that don't involve a person in between you and your potential date. So if you've had experiences, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, I would think that the Matches and the eHarmonies work better than, say, the OkCupids and the free ones. Because when they're free, nobody's invested in them.
Mm.
But when you're on eHarmony, you've paid money to be there. You're not fooling around.
Don't they just... I think they exclude certain types of people from eHarmony, though. I don't think we should mention them too often.
I don't know what they... I don't know anything about
them. Like, if you don't pass their little test, you can't get in their system.
I don't know that it's a pass of a test. I think it is.
No, I think there's certain things that they exclude, like atheists. I don't know. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. What's your dating experience with these matchmaker services? It's Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some really cool Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live t-shirts, we got Free Talk Live hats, a variety of different ones, as well as the Free Marketeer flag, Free Talk Live bumper stickers, which are free, by the way. You can learn how to get one of those for free at store.freetalklive.com. DVD classic archive sets, it's all there. Great quality products, excellent merchandise, and great way to support the show and look cool at the same time. Store.freetalklive.com. Oh, Johnson, who happens to run the store, sent me an instant message over the break correcting me. I knew there was something fishy about eHarmony.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is that the guy that runs the site, Dr. Neil Clark Warren, he's an evangelical Christian.
Uh-huh.
And so, since it is a private website, it's a private property, he can set the rules. And unfortunately, he's excluding not atheists, but gay people from his website. So if you're a gay person, then you can't use eHarmony. So just another reason to stay away. Even if you're not gay, just another reason to stay away from that guy's site. He's a scumbag. So, and it's all about promoting marriage as well. So if you're just looking for a relationship, also another reason to stay away from that particular website. So anyway, 1-800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Oh, speaking of evangelical Christians, there's an update on one of our favorites.
Who's that?
The Reverend Ted Haggard. You remember who this is?
Yes, this is the guy that got the intimate massage from the gay guy up in Colorado.
Yeah, and the one who allegedly bought some methamphetamine and smoked it before the intimate massage. The Reverend Ted Haggard, according to the Denver Post, has emerged from 3 weeks, Mark, of intensive counseling, convinced he's completely heterosexual. That's all it took. 3 weeks of
that's pretty
counseling.
Quick.
And told an oversight board that his sexual contact with men was limited to just his accuser. Oh, sure, Ted. You were just experimenting with that one guy, right? That's according to one of the disgraced pastor's overseers, who on Monday revealed new details about where Haggard has been and where he's headed. The Reverend Tim Ralph of Larkspur also said the four-man oversight board strongly urged Haggard to go into secular work instead of Christian ministry if Haggard and his wife follow through on plans to earn a master's degree in psychology.
Forget this ministry thing, Ted.
Haggard,
done for,
broke a three-month silence in emails over the weekend to select members of his former church. The New Life Church interim senior pastor Ross Parsley forwarded Haggard's message to the wider church body on Monday. In the message, he revealed that he and his wife Gail intend to leave Colorado Springs to pursue master's degrees through online courses. Haggard mentioned Missouri and Iowa as possible destinations. Another oversight board member said the group recommended that he move out of town, and the Haggards agreed.
This is a good place for Ted. It's hard to heal in Colorado Springs right now. It's like an open wound. He needs to get somewhere he can get the wound healed. I bet another massage might help that wound, Ted. 1-800-259-9231. So he's saying he's all fixed. He's saying he's no longer has any homosexual tendencies after 3 weeks of intensive counseling.
Good for him.
Of course, as I understand it, being a homosexual is something you're born with, for the most part. Or most of their, in most of their cases. So, I don't believe you, Ted.
Well,
not for a moment. And that's okay. It's okay to be homosexual. It's okay to be gay.
Well, McKinsey report sort of says not that necessarily a person is gay or straight, but that there's different variations between, you know, that sort of like on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, straight and 10 being gay.
Where are you on that scale?
I don't know.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Johnson in Connecticut. Hello, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a couple points on that whole the dating site thing that you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, one, Mark brought up a point about being invested in financially, and you know, I wonder if that, to me, that seems a little desperate, and. You know, I kind of like the freer sites as far as that kind of thing goes, as far as just being in a place. You know, there are a couple different sites, and one of the ones that was mentioned that I find interesting and disturbing all at the same time is a site called OkCupid. And the reason why I find it interesting is because generally it's, you know, less of a dating site and more of a site that's just about fun quizzes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the disturbing part about it is that it's a DARPA project.
What?
DARPA. It's a project of the United States Defense Department.
Seriously?
Why?
Yeah, the site is completely funded by DARPA.
But why are they doing that?
I don't know. Supposedly, the technology that runs OkCupid is this strange sort of new web server technology that allows for massive amounts of traffic without buckling and. I don't know much more about it. I was trying to, you know, while
where did you get the information?
Well, originally I got the information and it freaked me out. I looked at the About Us section of OkCupid and it was listed right there. It's not
we're funded by DARPA.
Well, it just said, you know, this is it's like a project of DARPA, or this is where we're getting our money from. You know, even though we're asking for donations, we're getting some money from DARPA and this and that. Now that information is gone, and they have, like, bios of the individual, like, people who are involved. But if you look it up online, you can still find news articles about it, about OkCupid being linked to DARPA.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's so strange.
But you're saying that a free site is better in your mind because...
Well, I think it's more related to reality. I mean, most places you go, people aren't paying for dates unless you're in a brothel, you know? You're not paying to find people or paying a matchmaker service, so...
I don't know. There's $8,500 that some people in California are paying to a matchmaker service.
Well, yeah, exactly, but that's such it seems like that's such an unnatural way to try and find someone, whereas, you know, most people who meet and have a successful relationship are people who just, you know, happen to meet through mutual friends or
meet in
a bookstore or a coffee shop or a library or a bar or
I think when you get to a certain age, Johnson, that people might be taking it more seriously, and maybe you can use the term desperation. I don't know that they would be using that, and I don't think it's fair, but I think at a certain age that it makes more sense. Time's running out.
Well, again, and I compare the reason why I again make the comparison is, you know, with, for example, OkCupid and differences between Match.com and eHarmony, and I've looked at all the different sites, and they are general psychological profiles on eHarmony and Match.com. And, you know, I always kind of wondered, well, what the hell is some great compared between eHarmony and Match.com? They both basically have the same exact psychological profile. And then OkCupid is a totally different situation where the users invent the questions and you decide how you would want your match to answer, which I think is kind of unique. Mm-hmm. And I have found that OkCupid's matching system, as far as I've met several people off that website, which where I met only very few off of Match.com and never any off of eHarmony.
Well, the results are what matter. I mean, if you're meeting more people on the free site, then that would seem to be more effective.
Oh, absolutely. I met a lot more people off the free site, and I found that I made a lot of friends off the free site, too. Just not necessarily people who I would be interested in, but I just met a bunch of different girls off
I would
that
say
site
that-
and was...
I would say that it matters, you know, results do matter, but, you know, how somebody answers a question, you may not know what your perfect match is like. I mean, many people are just trapped in a cycle of going after the same idiot or scumball on a regular basis, and they need to, you know, somebody else stepping in is helpful for them to find the right person.
Yeah, and in that case, maybe you want a human intermediary, but as far as a computer dating service goes, I think it would be wisest to have, you know, and there are multiple options, but I mean, for example, you know, do you want someone who is clean? You know, you generally, you give the ideal, you know, on OkCupid, you would give the ideal situations.
Would anyone answer no to that?
What?
Would anyone answer no to that?
But you might have a general idea of, like, for example, how clean they are, and you would, you know, you say, my match would say this, like, I am very neat, or I'm relatively neat, or, you know, something like that. And then there are certain things you can, basically what you do is you then rate the importance of that question. Like, for example, maybe you really, really care about cleanliness. So you would say, hey, it's mandatory that this person has to be clean.
That sounds pretty cool to me that you can essentially customize the matching process.
Yeah, that's what I find cool about it. You know,
I'm a little disturbed by the DARPA connection, but nonetheless, sounds pretty interesting and sounds like it's worth looking into, especially if you've had good results. Johnson, and I think that's important, you know, testimonials like that.
Why does the Defense Department care about a web server that allows a great deal of traffic? What's the Defense Department need that
for? Well, you know, my first thought there would be, I know that there's a lot of talk about trying to make the United States computer system survivable in the event of massive hacker attacks.
Okay.
So maybe that's why.
I think it was just a DARPA employee who got horny or something. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He had a budget, figured he'd spend it on a website. Hour 3's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up anything. Yeah, interesting statistics about girls who play video games on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.